In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you ever had any doubts about the Virgin Mary's role in fighting evil, we hope that the testimonies in this video will remove your doubts and help you in your conversion. God has given the Virgin Mary great power of intercession. It is enough to observe how in the Gospel, Jesus, Almighty God, changed the plans that he had drawn from all eternity to perform his first miracle, when he himself tells us that the time had not yet come. But out of love for Mary, who is his mother, and to whom he does not deny anything, he was able to change his divine plans. There are many miracles performed through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, just as they happen in Lourdes or Medjugorje. How she has performed miracles on her sacred images, so that our Protestant brothers and sisters cannot tell us that the images are idols. Similarly, the Virgin Mary has made great conversions in people far from God. And this without forgetting that in many parts of the world, she has appeared to give messages so that many far away convert before great evils happen to humanity. Everywhere, the power of intercession of the Virgin Mary against the devil is total. For this reason, in many cases of exorcisms, in people involved in Satanism, or with problems of curses or other evils, invoking her is a sign of triumph. The demons flee before the Virgin Mary. The witches run out of strength. The powers of evil are neutralized, and God triumphs through the Virgin Mary in many souls that had given themselves over to the evil one. The great exorcist Father Amorth tells us, "A couple with 5 children, 2 boys and 3 girls, on several occasions they have worshipped Satan, instigated by the boyfriend of one of the daughters, a member of a sect called Black Cat. This young man, taking advantage of the naivete of the family, had a small chapel dedicated to Satan built in the house, and managed to carry out a kind of consecration. Everyone had cut their fingers as a blood baptism. In addition, the boy had carried out immodest practices. For example, he had made them all drink his urine mixed with semen. In a short time, the house became hell. Continuous shouting and fighting, furniture crashing against the walls, objects breaking or disappearing for no reason. In addition, the entire family was a victim of violence and suffered from drowning. There were also closed faucets from which water kept flowing. When they called me, I started to exorcise the family members, one by one. During the exorcism, those who remained in the next room cursed and debated in order to hinder my work. I also exorcised the house, and in addition to the prayers and sacraments, I used abundant holy oil and water. We destroyed all the objects they used to worship the devil. They retracted their pact with Satan, renewed their baptismal vows, and consecrated themselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I asked everyone, in addition to going to Mass on holy days, to attend at least one other weekly Mass on weekdays. I officiated a Mass in the house. They all confessed and took communion. To counteract the effect of the chapel dedicated to Satan, they built a little opening for the Virgin Mary in a prominent place in the courtyard, and at the entrance, they placed an image of the Divine Mercy, that of Saint Faustina Kowalska. That hell gradually disappeared, but I am still exorcising the family members. I am optimistic because I have already achieved good results, and because I see that all of them are sincere in their efforts. The power of the Eucharistic Jesus and the intercession of the Virgin Mary managed to drive Satan away from the family. Another case. Her name was Julia. Father Lorenzo writes down, "I have prayed for her with exorcisms for 2.5 years, from November 5th, 2001 to March 5th, 2004, once a month for the first 2 years, and more frequently in the last 4 months. When I poured holy water on her, or a relic of a saint touched her body, she reacted violently. During the litany of the saints, the devil manifested himself and declared that he had possessed her since she was 16 years old. At that time, she was 34 years old and was married. At first, the devil had manifested to her with a crisis of rage, which the doctor said were hysterical convulsions. Normally, after each exorcism, she was released for a month, and then the problems returned, feeling hatred for everyone. In the exorcism on January 15, 2002, she said that she was Beelzebub and that she had an army of demons with her. In the exorcism of May 28, 2002, the demon declared that he was obliged to return every time that lady redid the rite. Probably the demon was referring to some witch who put the curse on her again. On October 17th, the demon declared that he had with him a very strong spirit called Tazim. He said, "I will make you suffer as I made Francesco suffer." "What Francesco?" "Francesco Forgione, baptismal name of St. Pio of Pietrelcina. I told the demon that the Lord was watching over me, and the demon replied, 'It's true, I can't do anything to you because there is an angel that guards you.' I performed exorcisms on Julia again for the whole year 2003 once a month. Several times, the demon spat at me when he recognized that Padre Pio was there. The last exorcism was on March 5th, 2004. The demon began to scream that there were rays of light that were burning his eyes. Sensing that the Virgin Mary was there, I began to invoke her with faith, which provoked a furious reaction, and finally, the devil left definitively and forever. Julia stated that before the last exorcism, she had entrusted herself to St. Pio of Pietrelcina, asking him to ask the Virgin Mary to intercede for her final release. That prayer was heard, and today Julia, after more than 3 years, lives in continuous thanksgiving for what the Lord has done in her life through the intercession of the Virgin Mary and Padre Pio. Pedro Quiroga was a man barely 22 years old who lived with his parents in a neighborhood in the city of Manizales in Colombia. He had a shy personality, which prevented him from getting close to other people for a long time. He changed his way of relating the day Patricia appeared in his life. As soon as he saw her, he was captivated and blind. She was a beautiful woman with light green eyes, very beautiful, with an almost angelic face of innocence. One day, she invited me to a party. We arrived at a big house, and I see when I entered that it was all dark. We walked. I went with her to a place where there were other guys who put on a dark cassock. Fearful, I did not let go of her hand, and they also dressed me in this cassock. The feature of her face changed when she heard a man from the group speaking a strange language. I noticed that everyone spoke in that same language. Meanwhile, scared, I remained silent. Then I noticed that in the center of a table that they were surrounding, a Ouija board was drawn with blood that I later found out was human, and the handles of the board suddenly began to turn counterclockwise. My discomfort became visible, Pedro says, since he had never practiced this rite. The glasses of water that were on the table began to levitate a few centimeters. The same thing happened with the candles. In a matter of seconds, I panicked and wanted to escape. I wanted to run, but it was too late. I heard a voice behind me that told me, "If you run away, I'll kill you." This is how Pedro Quiroga joined a satanic sect called the 12 of the Zodiac, a group to which he committed with his body and soul. They told me that they had been waiting for me for a long time, because I would complete the perfect circle of the 12-pointed star, the so-called Star of Satan. I was number 12. I was trapped for almost 3 years, he recalls, and as time passed, he knew it was time to fulfill the pact. He was the next one on the list, and he had to make the sacrifice. The date October 31st arrived. It was Halloween. Everything was ready, and the members had to swear before the Book of the Goat, which is a signature text of Satanism and the invocation of demons. This is how the Satanic year begins. The inferior spirits are invoked, and all Satanists are bathed with sewage water. It is disconcerting to hear the words of Pedro, who, immersed in evil spirits and other beings, tried to carry out his sinister plan. A new woman arrived in my neighborhood, and I was so fascinated by her that I wanted to cast a spell on her. I tried all the rituals I knew, but nothing worked on her. My obsession was so great that I asked the Black Bishop for help, so that she fell in love with me. The Black Bishop recommended that I act like a good guy, Pedro confesses, and I began to accompany her in the things that she liked. And that's where it all happened. I prayed the Holy Rosary in the mornings and evenings, as well as went to Mass every day. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. We got to know each other, and one day, she asked me to accompany her to church and kneel in front of the Blessed Sacrament. To go unnoticed, he says, I followed her throughout, and upon entering the sacred place, he remembers that she knelt before the Blessed Sacrament, which was exposed for adoration. She looked at him, inviting him to kneel. But when I did, I felt in my body like needles piercing all the pores of my skin. It was so uncomfortable what I felt every time I had to accompany her to this place that sometimes I waited for her outside of the church. Pedro never had any plans to convert, but the divine presence that radiated from the woman stunned the life of Pedro. This woman repeatedly told me that she prayed for the salvation of my soul. At the same time, Satan was calling me to collect my account, because, let's remember, he owed him the human sacrifice of Halloween. Prey to permanent internal conflicts, he even heard voices that told him, "Take your life. We are going to kill you. Sacrifice yourself." Desperate and fearful of revealing to the sect what was happening, he instinctively turned to the priest Carlos Carpio, through whom he lived a liberating experience. With the priest, he began that intensely fought battle that lasted a long time. Out of me came three demons of the first rank of Satan, very big. The hard road to recognize himself as a son of God later required his total commitment, doing the sacrament of penance often, and revealing the truth of his life to his parents. His penance, he says, was to go to the people he had harmed and ask their forgiveness. However, he adds, there was still one last battle to fight. Soon after, seeing my absence, the members of the sect verified what had happened and began to attack my family. They attacked spiritually until one day, when I was in the prayer group where I had begun to participate, the black priest appeared and told me, "I'm here for you. You know what's next." Then, Pedro remembers that the Satanist leader began to stammer his curses. And at one point, when I was weak, I began to hear a voice behind me that said, "Hail Mary, full of grace." And it grew more and more strong. I felt a white, beautiful, luminous hand come out behind me, carrying a holy rosary that wrapped around the black priest. The leader of the satanic sect immediately left the place, and after 10 years, Pedro Quiroga has never been attacked again. Today, he dedicates a good part of his time to testifying about his experience with sects, the devil, and especially the satanic truth that surrounds the Halloween party, from which he was freed by a witness of the faith, a priest, and then finally by the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But now, you tell us, what's your experience with the intercession of the Virgin Mary? Do you have a deliverance experience in your life? Please share by commenting below. If you like this video, please like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for your support. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Thank you.